News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
US President Donald Trump has met with President Xi Jinping repeatedly amid much pomp and ceremony, and has said that they have achieved things that no other people could possibly achieve other than the two of them. Dan Mulhall, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States, is with us. Dan, it has been a roaring success without precedent. Never mind Nixon, Donald Trump has done what nobody else could.
Were things ever any different in the history of diplomacy? One of the key rules of diplomacy is that you always claim victory from visits like this. So it doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump in particular and the American side are trumpeting great successes. I think the proof of the pudding is in the eating of it, and we'll see what happens in the coming months and years. Because remember, this is a rivalry for the ages. This is going to be the key global rivalry for the next 30, 40, 50 years. So this is just a staging post in the development of that rivalry, and I don't think we should take too seriously claims on either side. I think it's important to wait and see how things pan out.
Now, the one thing that is interesting about that may be seen as significant emerging from it is it's a definite shift in the public attitude towards China, because from being extremely combative and starting effectively a tariff war and an awful lot of brinksmanship, we have now seen almost sycophancy from the US administration. Do we read anything into that?
Well, when I was in the United States, there was a kind of a bipartisan point of view on China, which was quite hostile to China. And it was shared right across the aisle, Democrats, Republicans alike. Donald Trump epitomized that with his very sort of sharp rhetoric about China. Joe Biden picked up the baton and ran with it in the same direction, quite negative towards China. The thing about Donald Trump is that he really does value personal diplomacy. He believes that he has this, you know, touch, this magic touch that's able to make friendships and make ground with people who would appear to have nothing in common with him, like President Xi, like Putin, even like Kim Jong-un in North Korea. So he does have this tendency to believe his own rhetoric, to believe his own propaganda, that he is this master negotiator and he has this personal magnetism capable of doing things that no other person can do. So I think genuinely Donald Trump probably does believe that this was a history-making, an epoch-making visit to China. But as I said, we have to wait to see what actually comes out of it. It'd be interesting to see what the Chinese say about it, because you can be sure that the Chinese readout will be very different from the one you'll get from the United States. But that's not unusual, as I mentioned earlier, in that, you know, both sides of these situations tend to claim victory. I remember when I was press officer in Brussels, being struck by the fact that the 27 or the 20, whatever they were, 20-something member states at that time, all of them would come out of a meeting of the European institutions claiming that they had sort of achieved X, Y, and Z. And, you know, clearly not everyone could have achieved victory to the same degree. So I think it's the same here. You have Donald Trump will claim victory. He will claim all sorts of trade deals. He will claim that China is on side on Iran and so forth. But the reality may be quite different.
And we heard Joe Lynam talking about Xi Jinping, quoting Thucydides. To what extent will that be seen as a dig by the Americans?
Well, I think certainly American scholars of international relations and people who are hawkish on these issues, and there are lots of them, by the way, still in the Republican Party, in the Senate and elsewhere, they will see this as China basically saying to the United States, watch out, guys, we are now big dogs on this field, and if you think you can outdo us, try it, but remember what happened. The Peloponnesian Wars, essentially both sides lost in those wars, and the Chinese are saying, if you enter into an outright conflict with us, be careful, because if you go too far, it will end up in a destructive conflict between our two countries, which will be bad for America and probably bad for China too.
Dan, thank you very much. Dan Mulhall there, former ambassador of Ireland to the United States.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.